Before AI can help your business predict demand, accelerate growth, inform decisions, automate tasks, reveal insights, generate content, you have to trust it. Introducing WatsonX Governance, helping you govern any AI as data, models, and policies change so you can scale it responsibly. Let's create AI that begins with trust with WatsonX Governance. Learn more at ibm.com/governance. IBM, let's create.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Yep, pregnant with possibilities, and we are deep within the bowels of the Armstrong and Getty Communications compound, and today on the week you may win the lottery, meet Mrs. Wright, who knows what might happen.
Mrs. Wright, so you're going to have an affair with her?
Or Mr.
Poor Mr. Wright.
Or it all might fall apart. This could be the week you remember the rest of your life, it all fell apart. Today we're under the tutelage of our general manager.
Oppenheimer, not the bomb guy, but the movie, the bomb movie. The movie didn't bomb. Great bomb movie, did not bomb.
Gotcha.
Many Oscars.
Or as our friend Tim Sandifer calls it, a 42-hour-long movie about a communist. That's his short review.
Oh, that's priceless.
I liked the movie. I thought it was awesome. But anyway.
Well, I'll be checking your papers.
So that was Best Picture. Okay. That was all we need of that.
All right. I tried to watch about 45 seconds of the damn Oscars. Uh-huh. I found it so sickening. I immediately turned it off. It was like watching somebody taking a beating. It was just, I couldn't watch it.
There was I just read about it. I didn't see it. There was a fairly lengthy, we need to stop murdering Palestinians speech.
Great. Super. Speak away, Hollywood.
There were no, hey, Hamas, why don't return the hostages and the war would be over speeches, of course.
Oh, that's interesting. That seems rather an obvious point to miss. Right. There was a ceasefire on October 6th. Did they work that in?
So, you know how I struggle with time changes?
Uh-huh.
Not in the way that the media portrays it. 40% more people have a heart attack or whatever. I can't figure out which direction the clock goes ever. I just can't wrap my head around it. Or am I supposed to be more tired or less tired?
Oh, clearly more, judging by me.
So my body feels like it's earlier than when I got up today than it actually
Correct. Okay. Yeah, yeah, like somebody pried you out of bed for a fishing trip or something like that.
Because when I say spring forward, fall back, I can't ever figure out, am I falling back? Is the clock falling back? Is this the universe falling? Who's falling back here?
Right.
But but so it makes sense that it was punishing to get up today.
Yes. Okay. Yes, indeed. Yeah. Yeah. Tad groggy myself.
Although, the light last night at like where I live, 7 o'clock, it being bright outside, it was like, awesome. This is fantastic. Mm. Oh, yeah, I remember this. This is awesome. Thank you, Woodrow Wilson.
One of the worst now that I'm old and oh, please. He was an awful human being, awful president, just awful.
But he brought he brought me sunshine last night at 7 o'clock, so...
Yeah, yeah. I'm beginning to think it's more like a drug, though, because I've loved it. I always loved it, especially as a golfer with a job. I could go out and play 9 holes, even 18 holes in the summertime, you know, after work, which was wonderful. But, you know, baseball games in the summer, just the whole thing. But now it feels like a bit of a drug, and this is the hangover, this period right now. Oh.
This is the hangover. Yes.
That just is, it's dark in the morning for everybody. The kids who get up in the dark have to go to school in the dark. They can barely pay attention in class. I don't know. Very controversial.
So today, whatever Senate group it is, the Senate Committee on Things We Should Be Scared About, presents their yearly report to Congress about all the things in the world we ought to be terrified about. So we've got some of the highlights coming out of that. Some of them are obvious. Middle East, Ukraine, that sort of stuff. Some TikTok stuff. Biden absolutely said he would sign a bill banning TikTok. Trump said he's not as sure, but he leans that direction. But I guess the Congress people of D.C. are getting flooded with calls from people. Don't take away my TikTok. I love TikTok. How dare you? Now, whether those are real or generated by China, or who knows, or misinformation by China through real people or whatever, I don't know. But
yeah, you have those awful cloying commercials, too, where a nun uses TikTok to spread the word about saving the lepers. And,
right.
And a farm family is keeping farming alive through TikTok.
Yeah, that's what TikTok is.
Like, all right, you dirty commies. On the other hand, more interesting to me is that several of my libertarian brethren, your Rands Paul, for instance, are hardcore against TikTok. They think it's a First Amendment issue, and they do not like the idea. So I want to dig into arguments a little bit.
They're hardcore against banning TikTok?
Banning it. Okay. Yes. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Free speech grounds.
That makes you nuts. That's got nothing to do with it, does it?
Oh, that's not a very charitable, listening to their arguments.
How's that got anything to do with it? If it's a Chinese communist company that's gotten into that we shouldn't have allowed in the United States in the first place.
Don't trust China.
That's a free speech issue?
Sometimes people who I generally agree with, when they're making arguments like they are, and we don't have the time to get into it very thoroughly right now, but we will later. I think they may be guilty of living in the pastism. Thinking about, you know, if there was a newspaper that was clearly sympathetic toward the communists, we can't ban that.
No.
Not under the First Amendment.
Absolutely not.
So why is TikTok not the same? I don't think it is, but I don't think they do.
Okay. Well, that is an interesting question. I think you could ban it merely on the data collection alone. The communist Chinese party is collecting all this data from American citizens alone. Stay away from the fact that they're informing our young people.
Misinforming them and twisting their ideas and leading them, teaching them to hate the country. Yeah, you could easily portray TikTok, as you point out, as an intelligence service.
Were there newspapers in the United States way back in the day funded by the Soviets? I suppose more or less. Not directly, yeah, like TikTok is, but close enough. And of course, you have to allow that. Huh, that's a good question. We should start the show officially. Then we got to get into a whole bunch of stuff, catch you up from the weekend. I hope you didn't spend any time paying attention to the news at all. We did. That's all we do. I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty on this. It is Monday, March 11th. Daylight something. And we approve of this program.
All right, let's begin officially then. According to FCC rules and regs, here we go at Mark.
Best Supporting Actress Oscar. Devine.
Actor in a supporting role. Robert Downey Jr.
Actor in a leading role. Cillian Murphy.
Actress in leading role, Emma Stone.
Best picture, Oppenheimer.
Yeah. There you go. It's a montage of all the winners. So Oppenheimer won picture, director, actor, supporting actor. That's pretty big, and a bunch of other stuff.
And best explosive device.
Best explosions?
Yes.
To me, it got the best bringing up an angle of the story nobody thought about or cared about anymore. I don't understand why half the movie is in it. The driving force of it, whether or not he got to keep his security clearance, can we skip back to the making the bomb? I'm really interested in that whole part. So Robert Downey Jr. got an Oscar for the part I didn't care about. But anyway, go see the movie, make a decision for yourself. Could have turned a 3.5-hour movie into an hour and a half. Great biopic about making the bomb. That's what I would have liked. How does mailbag look?
Well, it's a good start to the week. No doubt got a great freedom-loving quote of the day as well.
Man, Biden is out on the campaign trail. His haters and some of his supporters all wondering whether or not this would happen, and it has happened. He did a couple of interviews over the weekend. He's out there giving speeches. How long can he keep this up before he keels over? Who knows? But we can bring you some of that and the controversy around it.
I want to tell my Republican friends, get ready, pal. You're going in for a problem.
Well, he hasn't sounded that like that as much. I don't know if they're giving him the juice every single day now. And they give him the juice every day because can his heart take it?
Well, maybe they got different juices. They got your short-term boosty juice, and then you get your long-term not-so-senile juice.
Maybe.
I'm just saying.
Thanks, Juice.
Thanks, wow, Juice.
That was a bit of a reach, Michael, but I enjoyed it.
Yeah, that's funny. And so mailbag on the way and a little more news of the day. Our text line is 415-295-KFTC.
Armstrong and Getty.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
What if AI could help your business deliver mission-critical outcomes with speed? With IBM Consulting, your business can design, build, and scale trusted AI using Watson X and modernize the way you work to accelerate real impact. Let's create AI that transforms your business. Learn more at ibm.com/consulting. IBM. Let's create.
Facebook group that has flown under the radar, I guess, for quite a few years is somewhat unfortunately getting a whole bunch of attention now as a guy is suing. These exist all around the country, I guess. There's 200 of them. Facebook groups called Are We Dating the Same Guy? And many a woman has found out their boyfriend was a cheater through these kind of nobody knew about them Facebook groups where people suspect and then go on this group and then find out, oh, yeah, he's, you know, he was on whatever, Tinder, Harmony, whatever. Anyway, it's been a great way to catch scumbags. And some guy is suing now for having his reputation ruined, whether or not that will work. But we can talk about that more later. It's a pretty interesting phenomenon.
Wow, the phenomenon's interesting, then the lawsuit is ridiculous, but I want to hear more about it. Here's your freedom-loving quote of the day. I love it. It's sent along by JG from MS and the BSTOJ. I think he's teasing me with all those letters and initials and stuff. It's from Charles J. Chaput? He was an archbishop, a Catholic archbishop, who evidently was quite the firebrand and made many enemies on the left and the right. That's not that important because I like what he said. Evil preaches tolerance until it's dominant, then tries to silence the good.
Hmm?
That's a pretty well-known technique. Evil preaches tolerance until it's dominant. Then it tries to silence the good. Like communists are always staunchly in favor of, or fascists for that matter, in favor of democracy until they get elected. Then they end democracy. Islamists, exactly the same. And the DEI crowd, they yell, diversity, diversity, diversity. Then the moment they have any power, there's no diversity allowed. Certainly of opinion. One opinion is allowed.
I'll have to try to wrap my head around this. I got the time change problem. My body moved forward, but my brain fell back.
No. Oh. Speaking of which, mailbag. Drop us a note, mailbag at armstrongandgetty.com. Jashawn writes, my state, quote, we can't do anything about time change. It's a federal thing. Also my state, quote, we welcome all migrants and will not work with ICE. We have legalized marijuana in our state. Time change is a sacred cow, but nobody knows why it's sacred. KTMYCETZBLM. Keep telling me you can't end time change, but can legalize marijuana. Peace out. Speaking of which, Peter writes, humankind evolved to begin our daily routines in time with the rising sun. In the last few centuries, we've been starting in time with mechanical clocks instead. Unfortunately, mechanical clocks do not track the rhythm of the sunrise as it shifts with the seasons. And he goes into some description. That's the reason for daylight savings time. We cannot change the time the sun will rise, but we can change the time that we will see on the clock when that happens. By changing what the clock says twice a year, we reduce by 1 hour the seasonal mismatch between the time our bodies feel and the time we live by.
So are we in the good part now or the bad part now?
What?
For our bodies. Is this where we're defying God and nature? Or we're...
No, this guy's got the opposite opinion. He says we change the times twice a year to get closer to getting up with the sunrise.
Okay. Gotcha. It keeps us closer to what to God and nature intended, although we are natural beasts alive on the earth. Of course, they didn't have clocks back in caveman days. So that's sort of his point.
Certainly
right?
Not good ones. Yeah.
Certainly not good ones. Cavemen had watches, but they were really slow. They ran like 15 minutes behind all day long.
Huh. I actually like his little sign-off subscript that some people have. Maybe it's a statement of philosophy or whatever. It's this message is not intended to diagnose, treat, or cure any delusion. I like that. Let's see. Boy, we're off to a cheery start this week, writes Dr. Brian. Any truth to the Haitian cannibal story? Great band name, by the way. Or a great spinoff show to the Great British Bake Off, the Haitian Cannibal Challenge. Yeah, indeed. The headline is, and it's very small here, Haiti cannibal gang are eating people they've killed on the streets as violence erupts.
And now, here to perform the Oscar-nominated song for the movie something or other, The Haitian Cannibals. Yeah, Haiti's a mess. I saw a couple of news stories about this yesterday. Didn't catch the cannibal angle, but Haiti is someplace you don't want to be right now.
Longtime listeners to the show might recognize my frequent predictions that we will soon descend into cannibalism as I watch the, you know, the harem scarum sensationalism of the mainstream media, because it never goes that way. We generally rise to the occasion and solve problems in this wonderful country, generally. On the other hand, in Haiti, they're actually eating each other. So, wow. Oh, let's see. I like this note from Tad. Joe, can you explain why standing and injury seem to be so subjective? Not like being up on your feet and being hurt in the legal profession. And he writes, how many times have wrongs been prevented from being addressed because, well, it might be illegal, immoral, or unfair, the plaintiff doesn't have standing or can't show direct injury? And then, can you explain to me how Trump is on the hook for close to $500 million for the New York case that had no injured party, no complaints, and was, in fact, the business-as-usual process for commercial real estate lending around the country?
It's interesting you put those two together. Now I understand.
Yeah. Very, very brief answer to that question. As a guy who nearly attended law school, the first group is civil suits, investigations into constitutionality and the rest of it. And the second one's a criminal complaint. So the standards are different. Having said that, though, the de facto reality of the thing is people look at the second case, the Trump $500 million New York case and say there's no victim there. There's nobody who's even annoyed there. It's a purely political prosecution.
Well, to that first point, and I've been annoyed by this myself at various times, but imagine what a mess our court systems would be if we could all just go around suing on behalf of people we think were wronged. Oh, my God, it would never end.
Oh, right, of course, sure. And then this, finally, do we have time? Finally, yeah. Jeff writes, coincidence or cooking the books? The last 13 jobs reports, the last one was fairly impressive, I think. I only half pay attention to these things. Of the last 13, 11 had to be revised down from the original headline-generating numbers.
Significantly more often than not. Yeah, that's interesting.
Yeah.
That's interesting. Because you get the headline and nobody hears the revision.
Oh, no, nobody even knows what that is.
Yeah.
It's, we finally got all the numbers and this is getting it right.
Actually got worse. Sorry.
Armstrong and Getty.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
What if AI could help your business deliver mission-critical outcomes with speed? With IBM Consulting, your business can design, build, and scale trusted AI using Watson X and modernize the way you work to accelerate real impact. Let's create AI that transforms your business. Learn more at ibm.com/consulting. IBM. Let's create.
Do you regret using the word illegal to describe immigrants last night, sir?
Well, not probably. I don't regret it. Technically not supposed to be here.
So, remember the other night, the State of the Union address where Joe Biden ad-libbed and referred to an illegal killing that poor woman down in Georgia? And he got some blowback, and then he was asked about it walking to the helicopter, and that was his response. I don't even know what he said. But then, so in an official, actual sit-down interview that he did with MSNBC, was asked about that, and he apologized for calling Lincoln Riley's killer an illegal. I'm not going to treat any of these people with disrespect. They built this country. Illegals built this country? Okay, that's an interesting stance to go with.
Wow. You people are cultists. You really are. They built this country. What are you talking about?
So you got that back and forth. That's one back and forth of trying to have it both ways, I guess. And then he did an interview over the weekend where he said it was a red line if Israel goes into Rafah. And so, well, I'll read the actual quote. It's a red line. He called Israel's plans to clear Hamas from its last stronghold in the city of Rafah a red line that Israel shouldn't cross. It's a red line. But I'm never going to leave Israel. The defense of Israel is still critical. So there is no red line that I'm going to cut off all weapons so they don't have them, the Iron Dome to protect them. But there's red lines that if he crosses, then without finishing his train of thought, before adding, you cannot have 30,000 more Palestinians dead. What sort of a policy is that? It's a red line if they go in. Now, I'm not going to draw any red lines with Israel because I'm always their friend and I'll continue to Iron Dome something something. But it's a red line, trails off, but we can't have more dead. Okay, so do we have a red line or not?
Well, the president, with his fiery speech, laid to rest any talk about his mental state, Jack. Oh, that's all I know. Never mind that he immediately went to Pennsylvania and said, I should ask for the tape. I'm not sure we had it, but he shouted, Pennsylvania, I have a message for you. Send me to Congress. He doesn't even know what he's running for.
Well, so then the follow-up on that, I'm... You know, the various gaffes of calling people by the wrong name and all that sort of stuff, which we all have fun with, and it lightens our day. I would like to know what our policies are. I mean, the what the hell is U.S. policy thing seems like an actual question. So in a Sunday interview yesterday, the Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu, when asked about the so-called red line, said, you know, I have a red line. You know what the red line is? That October 7th doesn't happen again. Never happens again. That's my red line.
Right.
That's a clear red line, whether you agree with it or not. Now, the president's comment, what the frig? What the frig is that?
It's incomprehensible ramblings.
It is a red line, but I'm never going to leave Israel. The defense of Israel is still critical. So there is no red line. I'm going to read the words exactly the way he said them.
Please do.
So there is no red line. I am going to cut off all weapons so they don't have the Iron Dome to protect them. But there's red lines that if he crosses... Doesn't finish his train of thought, then adds, you cannot have 30,000 more Palestinians dead.
But or what?
I suppose realistically, it's what we were talking about last week. Behind the scenes, he's, you know, do what you got to do, BB. We'll keep giving you whatever you need. Publicly, to try to shore up that chunk of the Democratic Party that protested so much he couldn't get to the State of the Union address, the pro-Gaza crowd. Protested so much the stars couldn't get to the red carpet. Oh my God. Yesterday in Hollywood leading up to the Oscars, the pro Hamas or pro Palestinian crowd, depending on how you look at it. He's trying to shore those up with hoping the headline, he drew a red line, gets out there, even though it's not a red line.
Well, and he might have just out of, you know, human decency said or be saying behind the scenes, look, you need to completely defeat Hamas. We 100% accept that. Please limit civilian casualties as much as you can, because the more who are hurt or killed, the harder it gets for us, the harder it gets for you, the less support there will be internationally. But everybody knows that. There's no need for him to make rambling, weird, multiple both sides of the red lines, you know, statements that illuminate nothing.
So Ian Bremmer's comment on this is a guy who looks at the Globe said, foreign leaders frequently cross U.S. red lines, which... Kind of like being a parent kind of ruins your whole red line concept. If people cross your red line and nothing happens. But foreign leaders frequently cross red lines. Assad using chemical weapons, North Korea testing nukes, Putin invading Ukraine. But Netanyahu promising to invade Rafah is the first time we're seeing a close ally do it. On the other hand, Ian Bremmer says, it's extremely unusual that the United States publicly declares a red line with a close ally. So it works both ways.
Right. Yeah,
well,
I would agree.
Did he declare a red line with a close ally? I don't know.
So a couple of more quick comments on this topic. Let me arrange that. There we go. Slide that over there. All right. Now it's ready. Two things. Everybody is talking about how come Ramadan, the holy month, there needs to be a cease in the fighting, because you can't be attacking the Muslim folks on Ramadan, and now's a good time for a ceasefire, blah, blah. Just kind of hinting, even if people don't state it explicitly, that it would be crossing, once again, some sort of red line if Israel's attacking Palestinian positions during Ramadan. Well,
which
as many people
started,
pointed out...
Ramadan started last night? Is that right? I think so.
Something like that. Yeah, I don't know. As a number of people have pointed out, including this commentator, don't worry, everyone. Yom Kippur, Shabbat, Simchat Torah are totally okay to launch a surprise attack on Jews, though. Oh, and let's not forget the 1973 war against Israel was launched by Muslim countries during Ramadan, and they gave several other examples of that, too. So that is a norm that does not exist, as you will hear it suggested that it does. Several times today, perhaps, if you follow the news. And then finally this. This might be the headline of headlines. Breaking news, per CNN polling, Joe Biden gave the worst received State of the Union address in 25 years. The percentage who had a positive view of the speech was actually lower than any such speech CNN has polled in the past quarter century. And the 35% who offered a very positive review was effectively tied with Biden's speech last year for the lowest on the record.
Well, I did not hear that.
2022 and Bush 07.
That's interesting. The quickie headline I saw out of the flash CNN poll after the speech was all positive stuff. So this was the part they didn't report, or after looking at it further? Or
Yeah, it's a question of perspective, I think, because the numbers are actually on their face okay. Like 65% had a positive view of the speech. You could easily run the headline. Two-thirds of people had a positive view of the speech. Two-thirds who watched. But the positives and negatives were the worst in a quarter century. It was, not like by a huge margin, but to portray it as some sort of triumph is just silly. Even the WAPO went this far, quote, early polling of Biden's State of the Union doesn't quite match the hype.
Huh, I missed that somehow. And one other thing before we get to a break, because Katie's got her headlines coming up. This will require you to Google something for me real quickly, Katie. What is the age on YouTube sensation and boxer Jake Paul? How old is he? Jake Paul is how old? Can we get that nailed down? I don't know if you heard this. Jake Paul is going to fight Mike Tyson on Netflix.
Oh.
What's that response?
That's a freak show. What's Tyson, 60 years old?
He's 58. How old is Jake Paul?
Jake Paul is 27.
Okay. So he has a disadvantage of never having been heavyweight champion of the world. He has the advantage, though, of being 30 years younger, which is a pretty decent advantage. 30 years. July bout between Tyson and Paul, the influencer-turned-boxer, is part of Netflix's push into sports-adjacent live events. They think this will be a giant people-will-tune-in event that will help them with some new revenue stream. I will watch. I will absolutely watch. Some of the training videos came out over the weekend. Tyson, while he is 58 years old, still likes like he had beat the crap out of most any human being on Earth. And Jake Paul's a YouTube star. But who has won some boxing matches against other elderly boxers recently?
I don't understand your interest in this. This is bizarre. This is Roman Empire stuff. Are there any Christians we can feed to lions as an undercard? This is idiotic.
Michael, will you watch?
I will.
Hanson, you going to watch?
Ugh.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I'm going to watch.
I work with fools.
So. Hanson says he'll watch.
Yeah, I'm going to watch. I know you'll be at the symphony, but we'll all be watching. Mike Tyson, well, part of it is people hate Jake Paul. So part of it is I think a lot of us would love to see Mike Tyson just beat the crap out of Jake Paul on television.
Well, there is some appeal to that notion. Certainly, I urge you to enjoy a nice tub of paste as you sit there watching an old man and a young poltroon and jackass beat each other on the face. Enjoy that.
It could go ugly really fast, though. If it turns out being almost 60 is the disadvantage it seems like it might be, and he's getting the hell beat out of him, it would not be so cool to watch. Young men beating up elderly people on television. This is where we are, people.
I'm trying as hard as I can not to be dragged into being intrigued by this matchup, but it's starting to happen. How's Tyson's durability? How's his endurance? I'm sure he can land heavy, heavy blows, but for how long?
His endurance is probably horrible, but I was watching some of his training, man. You're going to have to weather a couple of minutes of, oof, that'd be rough. I'd hate to stand in there and hope I can last the couple minutes before he gets tired. Anyway, we've got Katie's headlines and a bunch of other stuff on the way. Stay here.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
If your business needs a new application, then developers will have to write code. A lot of code. If an application needs to be modernized, then you'll need time, resources, and caffeine. If that sounds daunting, then you need Watson X Code Assistant, AI designed to multiply developer productivity so you can generate code quickly. Let's create a more modern foundation for business with Watson X Code Assistant. Learn more at ibm.com/codeassistant. IBM. Let's create.
We mentioned Jake Paul's going to fight Mike Tyson in July on Netflix. We got this text. What's next? Michael J. Fox fights Chris Hemsworth. That's the direction we're heading, people, as a culture. We need to arrest our development.
That's an odd and sickening idea.
George Stephanopoulos basically called Trump a rapist like 10 times yesterday on ABC This Week, which has gotten some controversy, as he was specifically found not... Guilty is not the right word. I never understand the language in civil trials. Responsible as a rapist, but a sexual assault. Anyway, so we could get into that. Is that the direction that's going to go? Is that what we're going to do? Trump's a rapist for the next 9 months from the left? Ooh, that's an ugly presidential campaign.
If George is doing it now, I suspect, yeah, that's probably the case. Coming up next hour, do you know what WPATH is? It's an incredibly important thing to understand. It's going to be a big debate coming up. So stay with us for that. Right now, let's figure out who's reporting what. It's The Lead Story with Katie Green.
Thank you, guys. From Breitbart.com, we're just waiting for another 9/11. Migrants buy fake green cards and Social Security ID cards from New York City gangs.
Yeah, so the argument from... the crowd that likes open borders, I guess, is this has not happened. This is just, you know, harum scarum from right-wing racists or something. I guess the proof will be in the pudding. If we don't get any sort of attack out of all the people crossing the border, then you win. But if one happens, what glee do I get out of saying, yeah, it seemed pretty obvious that at some point terrorists were going to figure out how to get in here, or Chinese spies or whoever the hell else.
From the Washington Times. Hunter whodunit. Biden's son now denies giving laptop to repair shop.
Really?
He said, if I was going to get a laptop repaired, I'd take it to an Apple store.
Okay, so he's saying that didn't even happen. All right.
Yeah.
Now this is the new wrinkle, please.
From the Associated Press, 50 people are injured by a, quote, technical event on a Boeing plane traveling from Australia to New Zealand.
What was the technical event?
They're saying nothing more than it was a technical event.
So again,
50 people injured.
Again, wheels falling off, doors flying out, wings crumbling before your eyes. Do these things always happen and we're just paying attention more, or has Boeing lost their minds?
A technical event? How Orwellian is that?
I was on a plane yesterday and there was a squealing sound that kept happening during the flight, and I thought, why is nobody else reacting to this weird squealing sound? Is something about to break off or come apart? It was so loud and piercing and annoying, and nobody was reacting. And then I realized it was a dog under somebody's seat that was unhappy to be there. For like an hour.
Okay. From USA Today, that just infuriated me at that dog's owners.
Right.
From USA Today, workers are living further from employer, more living 50 miles from the office.
Wow, that's a long way.
According to a new Stanford University research study.
There's still obviously a lot of push and pull between the you gotta be there and you can work remotely crowd and different industries and standards. It's far from shaking out.
That makes sense, though, because we haven't gone full remote like we all thought we might when the pandemic hit. But if you only have to go in 3 days a week, your willingness to drive 50 miles 3 days a week is a lot different than every day.
From the Wall Street Journal, doctors can now edit the genes inside your body. Dozens of people have undergone gene editing for cardiovascular disease and other medical conditions.
I'm sorry, you said thousands of people have?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
No, okay, I'm sorry, dozens.
Dozens, okay, so it's still pretty experimental.
Mm. This can't go wrong at all, though, editing the genes, which permanently edits your genes, right? So if you, like, procreate, your kid has different genetic material than you came into the world with. That's weird.
Yeah, I wonder if they might limit it to post-procreative people. Of course, guys can ask, you know, Robert De Niro. Guys can impregnate women late in life.
Procreative, huh?
From the New York Post. New York Fire Department turns up heat on firefighters who cheered Trump and booed Letitia James with scolding internal letter. She had an event. It was a promotional event with the fire department in New York. And apparently the guys just went nuts and started booing her and started a Trump chant. So a letter went out saying, guys, if you're in uniform, you know, on your personal time, we don't care. But if you're in uniform at an event, shut up, yeah, basically.
I saw the video of that, and I'm on the side of the firefighters more than not. But it was it made me uncomfortable watching it. It was like,
Yes.
From Wired.com. Google is getting thousands of deepfake porn complaints. They're saying these complaints are racking up from 30,000 different URLs.
Yeah, this is what Joe was talking about. We're all just going to have to settle into a world where, you know, random women get their heads put on porn stars and there's fake porn out there.
Or random talk show hosts.
You.
God forbid.
You.
And finally, the Babylon Bee. D.C. area pharmacies, shockingly, all out of stimulants.
Hey.
Oh.
Get it? Because Joe Biden took them all.
That's a reference to the whole, right, the fiery speech he gave.
So a number of things we got to get to. I mentioned earlier that the Senate committee that scares the bejesus out of us every year is giving their report to Congress today. The heads of the committee, Marco Rubio and Mark Warner, were on Face the Nation yesterday and laid out some of the challenges, the hot spots around the world, and I thought it was damned interesting, so we'll get into that a little in an hour or two.
And at long, long last, the quote-unquote standards for care for experimental chemicals and surgeries on young people who are momentarily confused about their sex are coming out into the open, and the debate is an important one. We'll talk about that.
Hmm. So lots on the way. And if you ever miss a segment, you can get the podcast. You just look for our podcast. It's Armstrong and Getty On Demand.
Armstrong and Getty.
It's time for today's Lucky Land horoscope with Victoria Cash.
Life's gotten mundane, so shake up the daily routine and be adventurous with a trip to Lucky Land. You know what they say. Your chance to win starts with a spin. So go to LuckyLandSlots.com to play over 100 social casino-style games for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Get lucky today at LuckyLandSlots.com.
Available to players in the U.S., excluding Washington and Michigan. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
This message comes from Viking, committed to exploring the world in comfort. Journey through the heart of Europe on an elegant Viking longship with thoughtful service, destination-focused dining, and cultural enrichment on board and on shore. And every Viking voyage is all-inclusive, with no children and no casinos. Discover more at Viking.com.